In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Dear Reverend Father, dear faithful, around 175 years ago, there was a small village in France that only had 200 people, but yet 100,000 people were visiting this village every single year. They would go and they would sleep in the fields because there weren't enough hotels for them to stay in. And they would wait for days in order to achieve their purpose. What were they doing there? What were they seeking to accomplish by this strange journey? Of course, they were going to the little village of Ars in order to go to confession to a saint, Saint John Marie Vianney. They wanted to tell their sins to the saint. They wanted to hear what the saint would say to them in return. They wanted to receive his absolution. St. John Marie Vianney, he would read the souls of his penitents. He would weep over the sins that were confessed to him. He would give some sort of prophetical prediction sometimes about the future of these penitents, and they would leave with their sins forgiven and peace restored to their souls. Oh, my dear faithful, unfortunately, there's no Kyrie of Ours here at St. Isidore's. There are no priests who read your souls or make prophetical predictions about your life. Yet at the same time, the main thing that was happening there at Ours in the confessional box also happens here at St. Isidore's in this confessional. And that is that your souls are wiped clean with the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Despite the fact that unfortunately, you don't have saints for your priest, yet it is extremely important for you as Catholics to have a love and a devotion to the sacrament of confession. Our Lord, of course, came down on this earth and died on the cross to redeem you for your sins and to give you a way to save your souls. But the fact is, he wanted that his precious blood and the fruits of his redemption only be applied to your souls in certain specific ways. And the two main ways in which the fruits of our Lord's redemption reach your souls are through the sacraments of confession and Holy Communion. So if you want to save your soul, you have to have devotion to these two sacraments. How many are there among us who like to receive our Lord in Holy Communion, but do not like to confess our sins to our Lord in the sacrament of confession? How many of us like to receive the precious blood of our Lord when it comes to us in the form of the Blessed Sacrament, but not like to receive the precious blood of our Lord when it's in the form of confession, washing our souls? I think especially of those among us who wait months or sometimes years before going to confession. Perhaps there are some who say the church only requires me to go to confession once a year. And so I do that, and that's all that's necessary. Perhaps there are some who say, well, Father, you know, I would go to confession more often, but I can't really think of what sins I have committed. It's hard for me to find the sins. And maybe that's precisely because you don't go to confession enough, and you've lost the sense of sin. Others might say, Father, I find confession too difficult. It's painful for me to go to confession. It's really hard for me to go to confession. And that's why I wait months before doing so. Well, maybe that's because you might take yourself too seriously. You might be making the confession too hard or too complicated, and you need to simplify your confession. Typical confession, a normal confession, is 3 minutes or less. Others might say, well, Father, the lines are really long. Well, thanks be to God. I mean, because this is not Ours, here at St. Isidore's, we don't have long lines of confession. And then perhaps the longest you would wait here at St. Isidore's is 15 to 30 minutes on at a Sunday Mass. Meanwhile, there are a lot of other confessional times during the week where you don't have much of a line at all. And so there are so many availabilities to have this great blessing come to your soul, of having your soul wiped clean with the precious blood of our Lord. You think how anxious and excited people would be to go to confession if they got $100 every time they went to confession. They just spend 3 months, they just spend 3 minutes in the box, and they get $100. They would certainly be willing to wait in the line in order to do that. So the problem is often not so much the difficulty of going to confession. It's perhaps spirit of worldliness and a lack of spirit of faith that is in us. We don't appreciate what a great gift it is for our Lord to provide us the sacrament of confession. And so we wait, and we just put it off, and we don't go to confession perhaps regularly enough. The members of the SSPX and the Third Order members have to go every 2 weeks, and maybe that's too often for some, but we should at least shoot for going to confession once a month. There are a number of reasons why this is so important for our soul. First of all, it's necessary for the health, the spiritual health of our soul. Think about the mother looking over her children, and the mother wants so much for her children to be healthy. She worries about them when they're sick. She tries to take care of them, nurse them back to health. But of course, the best thing that a mother can do for the health of her children is to give them good, healthy habits in their life, to communicate to them a healthy lifestyle, such that they're used to eating good foods, you know, drinking good drinks, having good habits of sleep, go to bed at the same time, get up at the same time, good habits of exercise. And if she gives them these healthy habits, this is just sort of the way that they live, she'll expect that they will have good health. And the same is true for every family in regards to their souls. Of course, it's much more important for a mother to worry about the souls of her children than their physical health, because their spiritual health will determine what happens to them forever, for all eternity, whereas their physical health only concerns something very temporal. This is why that great mother in Catholic history, the famous mother Blanche of Castile, who's the mother of King Louis IX, she famously said to her son, "My son, I'd rather see you dead at my feet than to hear that you committed a mortal sin." She's saying to her son, "I care much more about the state of your soul than the state of your body." So what I'm saying is that it's really important for each family to have a culture of going to confession regularly so that the members of the family can maintain their spiritual health. So easy for us to be complacent about the state of our souls and not make use of such an easy remedy as confession. There is a complacency in our world, complacency in the Catholic world, or we just consider salvation to be automatic. We don't have that spirit of St. Paul in the epistle today, where he, even though he's such a powerhouse of spirituality, he's been blessed with so many favors by God, yet he himself is worried about the state of his soul. He says, "I have to chastise myself regularly, practice mortification, because otherwise I myself am going to lose my soul." Another thing that should motivate us to go into confession is the fear that we should have of developing a certain spiritual numbness, a spiritual paralysis, where over time, if we're not confessing regularly enough, we become insensitive to sin. The practice of examining our conscience, going to confession, confessing our sins to the priest, receiving absolution, it makes us more sensitive to sin. It makes us more attuned to sin. You know, God gave us this sort of sin immune system whereby we are pricked in our conscience when we commit sin. And it all depends upon the delicacy of our conscience. There's different types of conscience. There's the lax conscience, there's the scrupulous conscience, which is too delicate, and then or too sensitive, and then there's the delicate conscience, and that's a conscience that's just right. And we are meant to have a great sensitivity to sin. So when we go to commit the sin, we feel this pang of fear. And we have to push through that pang of fear in order to commit the sin. That's our conscience speaking. And if we go to confession regularly, we will have a certain sensitivity to sin. Another way of looking at it is that if we have this spiritual numbness, or if we have this insensitivity to sin, we're like someone with halitosis who's got bad breath. You know, someone with bad breath, they're speaking to somebody, and the people around them, they smell the bad breath, but they themselves are not aware that their breath is bad. And this can develop in us sometimes, again, if we don't have regular habits of confession, to where we commit sins, perhaps habitual venial sins, and we just don't notice it. People around us would say, oh, this person has the habit of getting angry or speaking uncharitably, and we're just oblivious to it because we don't go to confession regularly. There are certain saints who were gifted with this ability to smell the odor of souls. They had the capacity to know whether a person was a sinner or not by a smell that they would smell from the person. So St. Catherine of Siena, when there was a big sinner that would be around her, she would become nauseous because it was as if the soul was emitting a foul odor. The sins of the soul were causing the soul to emit a foul odor. There are other saints who had this capacity, St. Philip Neri, St. Joseph of Cupertino, St. John Bosco. And it's good for us to ask ourselves, what's the fragrance of my soul? What does my soul smell like? Is it giving off a good odor, the good odor of Christ that St. Paul speaks about? St. Paul says that we Catholics were meant to give off sort of the fragrance of Christ, the smell of Christ. What would we expect the saints to smell if they were near us? What would they smell from coming off of our soul? So when we go to confession regularly, we become more sensitive to sin over time. We're better able to identify our bad habits. We're better able to fight them. Our conscience becomes more delicate. Our conscience speaks more clearly and loudly when we commit sin. Another thing that happens is that we make better communions. When we approach the communion rail, obviously each one of us receives our Lord, but we receive him in a different capacity. We have different dispositions when we receive him. And sometimes we find that, okay, I'm going to communion regularly, but it doesn't seem to have much of an impact upon my soul. And again, perhaps I haven't prepared my soul adequately by cleansing it regularly through the sacrament of confession. If I come to communion and my soul is caked with venial sins, obviously if I come with mortal sin, it works to my damnation. I commit a sacrilegious communion. But if I come to communion and it's been months since I've gone to confession, I'm not likely to be able to receive all the graces that our Lord wants to communicate to me because I don't have the right dispositions of soul. I'm too attached to sin. I'm too complacent about it. The cleaner our soul is when we approach the communion rail, the more fruits we will derive from Holy Communion. So when we consider that the most important thing for us in this life is to conquer our habits of sin, to defeat habits of sin, and to live fully the life of grace, we then develop a great love for this great sacrament of confession. And we have an anxiety to make the confession on a regular basis. So, my dear faithful, you have the confessional over there. The door is open. Our Lord awaits you. He is there to cleanse your soul, to draw you close to him. And if you find it intimidating, if you find it difficult to go to confession, I would just recommend to you that you take Our Lady with you, that you ask Our Lady to accompany you. Our Lady has this special property as our mother, that she makes the difficult things in our spiritual life easier. She makes things that we find difficult to do spiritually much easier for us. So if we ask Our Lady, please, I find this difficult to go on and tell my sins, ask her to accompany us. She will make it easy for us. She will remove any scruples also that we have. St. Louis de Montfort mentions that. She will assist us to make good confessions, also as a result, good communions. And then one day we will rejoin her in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.